at Tokyo Station, the main inner-city rail terminal in Tokyo and the busiest in Japan. We're preparing to board a bullet train which will take us to Kyoto, some 320 miles away. It feels like an airliner, but with wider seats. Here in their version of first class, you have assigned seats. You stow your luggage at the back of the car, and a few minutes later, an attendant arrives with moist towels to clean your hands.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shinkansen. This is the Nozomi Super Express.
The train leaves promptly. There are no last calls. The train just goes, and you better be on board. Their on-time record is incredible. The most recent numbers show trains in the 1,700 miles of bullet train routes in Japan overall are within a minute of being on time. As you travel, there are no free peanuts or pretzels, but a roving cart will sell you snacks or even a glass of wine. Even though we're traveling at around 200 miles an hour, it doesn't feel like you're on a train with lurching like you might expect. It's more like an airliner in smooth air. Wally Schrager of Pittsburgh is traveling with his wife and daughter.
It's very smooth riding, number one. You don't get the clickety-clack of the rail tracks. And very fast, sometimes exceeding 160 miles an hour. And it's a good way to get around.
Schrager says the 140-mile trip is much faster than flying, especially if you factor in time to pass through security at the airport.
If you were to travel the same distance by plane in the United States from Tokyo to Kyoto, you've got to add at least a couple hours more for the security and everything else that you're going to go through on the other end.
He talks about the pluses and minuses of the Japanese bullet trains.
When it's traveling between cities, at the stop, a crew comes on, cleans the whole train and that, and then comes off, and it's spotless. I mean, it's just a very nice way to go. You don't have the security problems of the planes. And the only problem is you're carrying a lot of luggage. It's not so easy. But if you're able to manage a relatively small bag, it's a great way to travel.
Fellow bullet train traveler Tomoko Yamada is from Osaka.
I feel very comfortable, and some local train sometimes have a big movement, but bullet train, even though they run very fast, the seats are very comfortable and quiet and kind of wide space, and we can enjoy the view because of the big windows.
Yamada says cost is definitely a factor, especially if you travel first class on the bullet trains with larger reserve seats. These green pass tickets, which are like first class, are more than $140 each.
For younger people who have to save money, they sometimes use bus. That would be the cheapest way. For most business person and the people who wanted to make a trip, basically they choose to use bullet train.
Please be careful not to miss your stop.
Japan has embraced the bullet train, carrying more than 350 million passengers a year. California's planned network is still more than a decade away, with the initial LA to San Francisco leg planned to go online in 2029, with a projected cost of more than $64 billion. Opponents contend that astronomical number is still unrealistically low, saying it could easily be another $20 to $30 billion more. Supporters say with the state's highways and the LA to Bay Area air corridor the busiest in the nation, and the state's population expected to grow from 38 to more than 50 million people, the train network is essential. They also say in its first year of operation, the pollution reduction would be the equivalent of taking 31,000 cars off the state's highways. But costs could derail the whole project and have drawn strong opposition from a number of groups. The Public Policy Institute of California did a survey last year which showed two-thirds of Californians think the bullet train concept is important, but half of them identify cost as the key issue. In Kyoto, Japan, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.